From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Iraq, Sunni ISIS militants have captured a key town along the border with Syria as the militants continue their fight to create an Islamic empire across the Middle East. NPR's Alice Fordham is in Baghdad.
We've received word from security forces that they have taken a border town with Syria called Qa'im after fierce fighting, and there's still fighting going on the outskirts. This is important in itself. It's a strategic place, but it's also very significant because there's a strong and growing presence by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria on the other side of the border in Syria.
NPR's Alice Fordham in Iraq. Meanwhile, thousands of heavily armed Shiite militiamen marched into several Iraqi cities to show they're eager to take on the Sunni insurgents. In Afghanistan, supporters of candidate Abdullah Abdullah continue to allege last Saturday's election was marred by fraud. NPR's Sean Carberry reports hundreds of them took to the streets in Kabul to criticize and pressure Afghanistan's electoral commissions.
Abdullah Khodadat is one of the demonstration organizers.
We are against the fraud and we are not going to accept it, and we are looking for justice.
Candidate Abdullah claims the election was rigged in favor of opponent Ashraf Ghani. Abdullah's declared the electoral commissions illegitimate and says he will not recognize the results due next month. Khodadat claims the protests will continue until all of the alleged fraud is eliminated.
This will be continued maybe forever, and we are not responsible for the consequences.
Demonstrations so far have been small and peaceful, but some protesters say they are ready to spill their blood to protect their votes. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The largest U.S. church to use divestment to pressure Israel to end the occupation of Palestinian territories says it's ending its investment in three major companies that do business with Israel in protest. The Presbyterian Church made the decision at a national meeting in Detroit. Presbyterian Foundation board member Elizabeth Terry Dunning.
The General Assembly voted to accept the recommendation of the Committee on Mission Responsibility Through Investment to divest from holdings in Caterpillar, Hewlett-Packard, and Motorola Solutions.
That decision means the church will divest around $21 million from those companies because the church says they sell bulldozers and other equipment used in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. American Jewish organizations lobbied heavily against the move. The board of French engineering group Alstom today approved a sweetened $17 billion offer from General Electric to buy its power generation business. GE's been fighting for months to make a deal, and yesterday the French government dropped objections to it. The deal, though, is still subject to the French government buying a stake in Alstom. This is NPR News in Washington. The DuPont chemist who invented synthetic fibers used in Kevlar body armor died this week. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has this remembrance of the National Medal of Technology winner who was a mentor to other female scientists.
With only a bachelor's degree, Stephanie Kwalik joined the chemical company DuPont after college in 1946. At age 42, she created a liquid crystal polymer that, when spun into fibers, became five times as strong as steel, as she explained in an interview with the Chemical Heritage Foundation.
I was very excited because we were looking for something new, something different, and this was it.
Those fibers were later developed into Kevlar, used in protective vests and other body armor.
I don't think there's anything like saving someone's life to bring you satisfaction and happiness.
Stephanie Kwalik was 90 years old. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
At the World Cup in Brazil, the U.S. plays Portugal tomorrow. Michael Bradley, a midfielder for the U.S. team, says they have to put that first game win over Ghana out of their minds.
Everybody is mindful of the fact that it's just one game, and now, you know, to follow up a good start to the tournament with another result, that's the only thing we're worried about at the moment.
Now, also tomorrow, Belgium will play Russia and South Korea will play Algeria. Today, several matches were played. The scores are Ghana and Germany ended their match with a 2-2 tie. A goal in stoppage time gave Argentina a 1-0 victory over Iran, and Nigeria beat Bosnia-Herzegovina. This is NPR News.